Amen. The Davidson Water of Life Ministries back for the second hour, but this hour is just 50 minutes long. Amen. I really want to give praise and honor to God for what He has done with this ministry for every person throughout the world. Throughout the world, we went public in January of 1980. Thank God. I had sold my veterinary hospital and practice 10 years prior and been trained by God and taught by God, not by any man. Not by any man, but by God. A theologian said once to Terry Bye, he happened to be a friend of ours, what he admired or something he said about me to Terry, I was self-taught. I said, Terry, I am not self-taught. No man can be taught the things of God. All are taught by God. It's written in the law. It says that in John 6. All shall be taught of God. Thank God. Amazing. But I just want to praise the Lord and give Him thanks. Bob Carpenter, are we going on?
Yes, sir.
In the 26th chapter of Acts, is it?
That's right. That's correct.
Let's go.
Verse 1. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth a hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore, I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among my own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify, that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come.
Bob, I want to say something. That was Paul talking about himself, right?
That's right.
And he was a real religious person.
Right.
Right. You know, there's still hope.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, there is. You know, I love people, all of them. Amen. Love my enemies. I've met some nice religious people that don't know God.
Right.
And they're zealous in their religion, as Paul was. And God converted Paul. And look what He did with him. Look, you may not be through with your life. You may have a few more years to go, you religious thing, you. I want to watch when God converts one of you. I'd like to be there. It'd be a great blessing to me because I grew up in religion and they are so bound and blind and zealous in their own sins, it's unreal. So I won't give up. I'm not. I heard that. I thought, my Lord, I don't want to see one of them miss God.
Amen.
You know, I've been an intercessor for America for 43 years, and I've prayed for people that I really didn't want to pray for them, but I said, you will pray for them. I've had to change a lot of things toward some people because they were so wicked. But I just repent every time I get a chance if I can see God doing something with them, you know.
Amen.
That's me. Bob, go ahead and read.
For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I'm accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus spoke for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. And when he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor, and Bernice, and they that sat with them. And when they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, This man doeth nothing worthy of death or of bonds. Then said Agrippa unto Festus, This man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar. The end.
At the end?
Yeah.
Well, you know, some of you stand up here know that I just received an email from a man. And they read it to me. It's been difficult for me to know if this man might turn to God, turn to Jesus. He's a powerful man in the earth. And I was encouraged when you read about Paul. One man said to me once, if God can save you, he can save anybody. And I didn't totally disagree, but I thought, well, it'd be good if he could save you. These arrogant people amaze me. But I was encouraged by what you read there about this person. I happen to like this guy, and I pray, and I'll probably keep myself on track, praying and believing God for him. Because in John, in the book of John, I thought where it's 21st, maybe. I think it's John, where Peter went fishing, and they caught big fish, 153 fish, I think that's where it's at. And it's a big fish, and medium fish, and little fish. And I will tell you, I've had that in my heart for years. And I like the little fish. I like the medium fish. I like the big fish too. Do you know that? Thank God. So I just am encouraged by what God had you read there about the man I know. Amen?